Hello and welcome to the Room Exchange podcast. Today I'm talking to David Webb, Head of Industry for Homely. With 14 years experience across sales, property management, as a business owner and as an agency supplier, David brings a breadth of knowledge to his work while also seeking to anticipate the demands of an ever-changing real estate industry. But before we get into our conversation, can you please just take a moment right now to follow or subscribe to the podcast directory or streaming service that you're listening to this podcast on right now? It helps us to grow our following and gain more traction for the podcast. So let's get on with the show. Welcome, David, to the Room Exchange podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I know. I'm really excited about this. I remember when we had our pre-interview conversation, we just clicked. I was so curious about Homely, and there's a lot that I want to get into today. But before we do, why don't we start with you sharing your story with us? Tell us about yourself.
Okay. Well, I'm the head of industry at Homely. Look, my number one role is to make sure that what we're doing is for the betterment of the real estate industry in a lot of ways, and making sure that everything we do is sort of the right thing to do. I'll say that in a short way of words, but the reason I'm in this position is I've been in real estate for a really long time. My dad's had a real estate office for 50 years, and my first day in real estate was a pretty funny one. He woke me up very early in the morning, threw a suit at me. I was about 15 years old, and didn't say a word to me. Just said, "Put it on." And I put on the suit. I wasn't sure what's going on. I'd only really worn a suit at that point for weddings and funerals and things like that. So he put me in the car, drove me down the road. I still had no idea what was going on. We got to his office. He walked me into his office and pointed to the reception desk and says, "This is where you're going to live." And I was like, "What's going on here? What's he talking about?" And then he slammed down a phone bill. And this is back in the days where if you called off a landline to a mobile phone, it got very, very expensive.
Yes.
And I racked up an $800 phone bill at 15 years of age. And he said, "This is how you're going to pay me back." So I worked in reception in real estate for the next few weeks trying to pay back that money, and backfired on him. I loved it. And I worked in every position in his office that he possibly had. So,
What a great form of punishment.
Well, you don't want to hear what he did when he caught me drinking, but anyways.
Oh, no, that's another story. But what a great story, though. That's fantastic. It's such a great way to learn, being a mother of two adult kids, as there were many moments myself like that, learning moments we call them. Okay, so you fell in love with real estate very early on. What happened after that? Like, where did you steer to after you worked at your father's business?
So, yeah, I ended up leaving his business, not because I didn't like it, more because I wanted to get out and do my own thing. I'd been in his shadow for a long time, and I feel like there's a bit of a safety net sometimes when you're working in a family business as well. But I didn't go too far. I ended up working for a couple of real estate affiliate companies. I worked at News Corp for a little while and also Direct Connect, and then found myself at Homely. I saw a job on Homely, and I did a little bit of research about who they were and what they were trying to do, and I just thought, well, it kind of makes sense. They're trying to do the right thing by pretty much everyone involved in the sales transaction. And I think in Australia at the moment, it's one of the most expensive places in the world to advertise real estate online. And, I thought Homely were trying to be the good guys and do something about it. So jumped in here.
Yeah, well, we love disruptors around here. So I'm looking forward to hearing more about Homely. So why don't you tell us a Homely story and right back from the beginning of the backstory of the family business, because I think the story is really fascinating and it adds a lot of weight to the value of the business today.
Yeah, it's really interesting, and it's pretty incredible what the Spencer family, who are our founders, have done previously. They were the first people to wholesale lend money that weren't banks. So they were lending money to mortgage brokers and people like that. They were the money behind Wizard and Rams. And the reason they got into that was they had some pretty high interest rates that they were trying to pay loans on themselves. And they just thought, geez, this is getting ridiculous. We're paying, 20%, 21%.
Oh, I remember 18% was our first interest rate on our first house.
Yeah, it's crazy just when you think about everyone sort of losing their mind a little bit at the moment with them being at, 6% and 5% and things like that. And, people in the 90s, they were paying, 18, 20%. And they thought that was a bit crazy, and there's got to be a better way. Banks were probably making a little bit too much money. So they decided to start their own financial instrument, and they started loaning out money to all these mortgage brokers and mortgage originators, they called them back then. And it was a really successful business. They were a really big reason that interest rates dropped. They like to say they took on the banks and won, because interest rates became more affordable for everyone in the 90s. And one day, James Packer comes knocking on their door, literally knocking on their door, and said that he wanted to buy their business. And after a fair bit of negotiation, he ended up paying about $140 million for their business. So it was a big business. They were loaning out about $1 billion of loans every month. So it was a big business, but it was the first of James Packer's acquirements for all of his mortgage brokering businesses that he had in the 90s. And look, they were pretty pumped. And Jason, who's the eldest son, and our founder at Homely as well, he got into the software game at that point, and he thought there was a real hole in the mortgage industry when it came to CRMs and all that sort of stuff. And they were able to approve loans on dial-up internet, you know, in minutes, which was crazy. Crazy for back then as well. He ended up selling that business to a publicly listed company called Rubik, and they sold that for about $15 million just before the GFC. So I think they got very lucky there. And they all went off, all of the brothers. There's two brothers here that started Homely and their father, and bought really nice houses. They bought beautiful houses all throughout Melbourne. Jason, he bought a house in Canterbury. And I love telling this story because I grew up in Canterbury and I reckon it's amazing, but he had a completely different experience. So he bought a house in Canterbury and he was having some issues with his neighbours. They didn't like it if he used his air conditioner at night. He had young kids and that's just crazy. He got the police called on him when he had a pizza oven on. He couldn't get up and down his street as well. It was kind of a cut through or a thoroughfare for schools, and he just couldn't get up and down his street because it was a bit narrow. And he bought a house on a Saturday, and you don't really know what it's going to be like at 9 o'clock on a Monday morning, but apparently it was absolutely packed. So he felt a bit like a prisoner in his own house. He kind of went, bought my dream house, but I've bought it in the wrong location. And he'd spent a couple of nights booking a trip to Europe, I think it was, and used TripAdvisor, and he was able to find out, you know, you can find out everything. What pillow you're going to sleep on, you know, the food, the drinks, what's nearby, all that sort of stuff. You can find out when you're booking a holiday, but you can't find any of that information out, particularly back then, when you're buying a house or renting a house. So he decided he was going to create a website. Him and his brother and his father started a website called Street Advisor. They launched it at a conference in the United States, and it was really well received there. They had a few people walk up to them after the presentation and say, "Oh, look, we really like what you're doing." And one of the ladies said, "Look, I'm going to tell my friends about this. I think it's going to be really good." And little did they know that that lady was Barbara Corcoran, and her friends were the Today Show the next day. So Barbara Corcoran's got a really big real estate name in the United States, and their website just about crashed overnight when that happened. So they had millions of reviews flood in. Funnily enough, Current Affair saw this story happen in the States, and very rarely do Current Affair call and it's a good news story, particularly in real estate. But they called and they were doing a story about the best streets in Australia. So again, they're on a Current Affair. It's actually very funny. You can still find it on YouTube watching the guys knock on doors. I still like paying them out whenever I see it and whenever it comes up. So. From that point, started growing in Australia as well. People were reviewing their streets. People loved their neighborhoods and talking about their neighborhoods, and, realestate.com, thought that it would be a good business for them to sort of partner with. They've got, you know, they're a really big website for finding real estate, and they thought this would be a good partnership. After 3 years, I think Jason and Adam sort of thought, it was something that they weren't really interested in doing a partnership, and they split up. But, you know, they ended up doing really, really well with realestate.com, and went off, and they were actually approached by a number of people in the real estate industry to start their own portal. And it was pretty funny. I think people are looking at Street Advisor at the time, and they were able to find out so much information about a local area, but they actually started asking questions on the site. Where can I find a house in this area? And I think it became a bit of a logical next step to become a portal ourselves. And overnight, we rebranded to Homely. We spoke to a couple of really big franchises like Ray White and Rain and Horn, and they decided that they would like to put all their listings on our site, which was great. And we pretty much went office by office for about 5 years, just trying to get as many listings on our site as possible. I think it's really important to make sure you've got as much content on your site as possible, so they don't have to, people don't have to jump around and go from site to site to find what they want. Mm-hmm. And in 2018, we reached a point where we're about number two in Australia in listing volumes, which was a huge step for us. So we had a lot of listings on our site, and decided it was time to get out there, market, and start talking to all of the industry and grow. What can we do to grow at this point? And it was we needed to raise some money. And there's a few things. We spoke to a few VCs, and they were very interested in giving us some money. And then we spoke to a few real estate agents who said that, well, you know, we'd like to support you guys. We've seen other real estate portals do really, really well over the last few years, and we think that you guys could do fantastic as well. Let us invest in it, and, you know, we can help you in living rooms and all that sort of stuff. So we thought that was a really bad idea to start with, and we fast forward, 4.5 years, and we've got 670 different real estate professionals or different real estate agents that own about 49% of our business. And it's been the largest ever industry cap raise in Australia. So it's pretty amazing what we've done. And that's pretty much where we're at right now.
What a story! That is fantastic. Just for you know, being an entrepreneur myself and a founder, it's like I have to take my hat off to the founders of the company. That is really remarkable. I think one of the key things that you know, you need to pay attention to as well, which obviously you have, is what do the customers want? And that can sometimes shift and pivot the company in a direction that it needs to go to as well. Did you find that?
Yeah, well, when people are asking you to find a house, where can you find a house? I think, you know, you've got to give them what they want in some regards. So I think, yeah. And I think even just with the products that we develop and have been developing over the last few years, it's amazing how quickly things change direction the whole way through.
Okay, so how about we move into talking more about the street reviews. Can you tell us exactly how that works?
Yes, we have pretty much, I'll say most streets and most suburbs on our website that you can type in and find out what people are saying. And you can also log in and write a review yourself. We also have questions that people ask and also see what other people are saying about a particular neighborhood or a particular area. And it's a pretty easy process to jump on and actually write these reviews. And you sort of tick a few boxes and fill out a star rating as well. That also just gives people an indication of what it's like.
So I think probably one of the questions that I'm sure some people are thinking, so I need to ask it, how do you make sure that the reviews are legitimate?
That is a good question.
Thank you.
Yeah, look, I think it's really important to make sure they're legitimate as well. We run, we've got a really good development team here, and we run a few pieces of software that make sure, one, the person is a person, and we've also got, we track a whole bunch of the words that are written to make sure that any particular word in a particular order gets flagged. And, you know, if someone's trying to sell through our business or scams or anything like that, but also swearing or anything like that, it all gets picked up and reported. It goes to our customer support team, and they go through it, make sure it's all hunky-dory. If it's fine, it just goes live. If it doesn't, we'll generally take it down. So it's pretty seamless process. We do have a team member that's always checking them pretty much every day as well. It's really important to us to make sure that what's going up is correct and also not going to be insulting anyone. I think that's really, really important.
So I think too, when you consider it, there's not really anything for any one person to specifically gain from, you know, leaving a bad review just for the sake of it, because it's a street, it's not a house, it's not a property, it's actually what it's like to live in the street. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is what it's like to live in this particular street. And look, there are negative ones, and people do say negative things about particular streets. And sometimes those streets aren't that great. But what we do see is the more comments we get on a particular street, we've got areas like Brunswick in Victoria that we've seen change so much over the 10 years of our website that it's kind of gone from being, you know, a bit of a not great suburb to being a real it suburb and a cool suburb now. And you can see that history of all the reviews on our site of how the perception has changed, which I think is cool as well.
Yeah, there's a house in a street. They have a band. I'm constantly hearing stories of this house in this street and neighbours complaining about it, but there's not really anything the neighbours can do because most of them are renters. And I would imagine that if, you know, somebody was going to move into that house or in a house, whether that was a rental or they were going to buy one, it would be handy for them to know if they were going to live next door to a band, for example.
I think it's very fair warning and you know, if you have, you know, really, and I don't think that's a bad neighbor, but maybe it is. But yeah, you can put that sort of stuff down on Homely and let people know what they're moving into. And I think that's a real power of reviews on any site.
And I think it would also be lovely if you lived in a street where all the neighbors were really friendly and, you know, they sort of came out and talked to each other and you could kind of quote that in a review too. I think, you know, conversely, it'd be wonderful to really uplift those streets and environments that are doing it really well.
Yeah, it is. I know we've got one, they have street parties all the time and there's lots of street parties that are happening in Australia and on Homely. It's one of the only ways you can find out if that's happening in your street. And there's a lot of streets where they just shut down the whole street. Everyone meets in the middle of the road and all the owners get together or all the tenants get together and get to hang out for a day. And I think, you know, no one knows that before they buy a house.
That is a great idea. I've been thinking about doing that for years, but I just never knew how to go about it. I mean, obviously they'd have to get council permission to close the street off, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they do. They do generally, but it is cool. I guess when you're buying or renting a house, the real estate agent doesn't know that that's happening. So if you do research that street and you see that that's something that happens, I think it's really cool. I think
it's fantastic as well. Look, I want to actually just shift the conversation a bit now and talk about reviews in general for housing, because if you look at a business, say like Airbnb, there's reviews all the time for the host there as well as the guest, but there are for the host, and there seems to be, you know, this expectation that as a host they will provide a service in a particular way. I look at landlords and agents with kind of like the same view as well in terms of providing a service as in a rental property. Do you think we'll ever get to the stage where we can review landlords and review, say, agents in terms of what they're like by providing housing as a service?
I think we can get there. I think we're still maybe a little way off doing that, just because, and you'll know this as well, but renting and buying and being a landlord is so stressful and such an emotional experience. I feel like it can lead towards a lot of negativity and a lot of huge positivity and not a lot of real information.
Right.
But I feel like as people mature to a reviews world that we do live in now, like every purchasing decision I think that's made now is almost backed up by a review. I think as we grow into that and we understand it more and more, I think it will start to happen more and more. And look, personally, I think, you know, being held to account is fantastic. I think it makes you better. It gives you the information you need to be better, but also lets you know if you've done something wrong.
Yeah, and there's also a lot of people in the, you know, in the real estate industry and, you know, self-managed landlords that are doing a great job that don't actually get recognised for it as well. And conversely, there's a lot of great tenants and their rental history really only lasts for as long as the next tenancy. So they can go back to the previous landlord or agent and say, hey, can you be a reference for this house that I'm moving into? But if they were moving into another one after that down the road, it's only their previous landlord or agent that they could get a reference for. So it'd be great just as an idea, because I'm both I'm a rentvestor. So we have a house that we own in Newport in Melbourne and we're self-managed landlords. So we manage it ourselves and have done for 8 years and have had wonderful experiences with all of the tenants that we've had, and I've always rented it to young adults that have not had a rental history just to give them an opportunity to get up in the rental market. And all of the wonderful stories that they've shared with me over the years, it would have been really nice to have had that, I guess, held somewhere, you know? And then as a tenant now myself, the same with the agent that we have here, she's absolutely wonderful, you know, in communication. She just does such a great job. I'd like to be able to do that for her as well. But for myself, the previous house that we rented, the person who managed it, probably not there anymore. So our rental history just disappears. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I think that's important too. particularly at the moment, the rental market's very, very tight, and having a good rental history or having a history is so important. I think that sort of thing is definitely the future. I think that's, you know, that's around the corner. I think it's very, very important for people that are looking for a rental property that, you know, have done all the right things should be able to use those references and use those reviews. That's not just one house ago. It's the last 10 years that I've been incredible for.
Yeah. One of the things I was thinking about for our conversation today is that we have a lot of people on our platform on the Room Exchange who, for the first experience of renting, their house sharing. So they're going into an existing home that's owned by somebody else with, you know, their $250,000 worth of stuff inside in their $1-3 million house or whatever, and they're living there for a period of time, but doesn't leave there to go and then rent their own property, but their previous residency isn't considered as a rental history because they're rented in somebody else's house. And I'm wondering if that could shift too, because it'd be really great for us at the Room Exchange to be able to say to people that do stay at a particular house for longer than, say, I don't know, 6 months, that they could get a reference from the household that they rented with and take that and use that as a valid reference for when they then go on to rent a property. Does that make sense?
I think that makes perfect sense, to be perfectly honest. I think any time that you've got rental history or any history of, you know, treating a house well, being able to look after a house, being able to pay bills, I think that should all be held up when you are applying for, you know, your next rental property that's by yourself. I think historically it's been frowned upon a little bit, because I know when I worked in property management, I actually got the wool pulled over my eyes a couple of times. But, you know, there's maybe a little bit of a stigma attached to people that have rented off their parents. And it's not a real rental history or something like that, but you know, they're just flat out lying and saying they're rented off someone, but they haven't really rented off someone. So I think that's got a bit of a stigma attached to it now. But I think all of that stuff is so easy to prove now. It's so much easier to be able to see, you know, a bank statement that's got consistent payments to this particular person that you are renting the property off, and all that sort of stuff. And I think the Room Exchange is the perfect example of someone that has been great in someone else's house. And I think, you know, being able to rent in someone else's house is probably, and getting a good review from them or a good feedback from them is more important than just about anything else, because you're living so close to that person. It's very easy to annoy someone, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you're also living in a house that they own, they pay the mortgage on, and they bought all the furniture and all the items inside the house. So I think if somebody has lived there for an extended period of time and respected that space, but we're still able to feel at home, I think that's a really great balance and says a lot about the person's character.
Yeah, I agree. I think those kind of references, in my opinion, and I'm also, I've got a property that I rent out. I think that's a stronger reference in my opinion than just a standard one. So,
well, I might get you to write that in a comment for me so we can use that moving forward, because it's one of the things when you talk about being ahead of industry, you know, in the real estate industry, I actually want to lobby the real estate industry and say, hey, can you please recognize these house sharing arrangements as a rental history? Because as you said then, you know, they will be paying rent or they're doing a rent offset. They'll have some kind of agreement to prove, you know, when they moved in and how long they were there for. And it's also like an incredibly strong character reference, but there's a financial, there's a respect of somebody else's house. You know, as an owner of a property myself, I'm wanting them to be consistent with the rent, tick, and I want them to respect the premises, tick. You know, like you can't get more than that. So maybe we should talk about that a bit more.
I think so, yeah.
Good. All right, so before we wrap up, why don't you tell me what's next for Homely?
We're on a real high growth path, hoping to increase our traffic. We get about 2 million to our site now. We're hoping to increase that a lot more. And also we just need more staff, I think. So we're going to be hiring and trying to grow. And I think, you know, the bigger impact we can have on the real estate market, I think the better it is for everyone. And I think that's the next 12 months. It's really, how do we have as bigger impact as possible on everyone that is buying, renting, selling, you know, landlords, everyone included. And there's a few things that we're doing, but reinvest some of our earnings or our winnings, I'll say, into a continuing to grow and continuing to have more and more people know who we are and use us as a trusted source of information when they're looking to buy and rent.
Well, look, I think it's an incredible story. I'm really glad that we met, and thank you very much for coming on the podcast to share what you're doing. How can people find out about you?
Well, our website is homely.com.au, and funnily enough, that's the same as all of our handles. So Instagram is homely.com.au. If you want to contact me, I'm on LinkedIn, David Webb at Homely on LinkedIn. You can also email me if you want, david.webb@homely.com.au.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, David. We might get you back on the show next year and catch up on all the great news.
I'd love to. Thank you.
Terrific. Bye for now. Thanks for listening. If you're looking for your next rental, head over to The Room Exchange, Australia's first verified house sharing platform. Our profiles make it easy to match you based on personality, values and lifestyle, and you can choose to rent or offset your rent, saving you time and money. To find out more, go to theroomexchange.com. You can connect with us across our social media platforms at The Room Exchange or email admin@theroomexchange.com.